NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. Millions of passengers each year purchase their tickets, step aboard aircraft of all sizes and shapes, and head for destinations throughout the United States or for distant runways in foreign lands. Assuring that air travel remains a safe and practical form of routine transportation calls for extensive behind-the-scenes maintenance and visual inspection of aircraft fleets. Recently, NASA's Langley Research Center, together with the aircraft industry and the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, joined forces to evaluate new tools and ideas for maintaining aircraft in tip-top shape. Terrence Hertz, manager of advanced subsonic technology in NASA's Office of Aeronautics, explains the riveting details of what's called non-destructive testing.
By non-destructive evaluation or non-destructive testing, we mean being able to inspect a component, usually made up of several subcomponents, without having to take that component apart. If you take it apart, for example, in an aircraft, you have rivets. You have to pop the rivets out. They're no good to be used again. So you take it apart to inspect it, and then you have to put new rivets in. And just the wear and tear on taking the rivets out of the aircraft can cause more damage to the airplane.
The NASA FAA Aircraft Industry Partnership is studying the use of thermal imaging, electromagnetic or sound scanning devices to help reduce the time an aircraft undergoes servicing, tools that can perhaps increase the overall quality of inspection now given to each commercial airplane. NASA's Hertz explains.
In general, what we're trying to do is provide them with tools so that they can go in and examine a very broad area very quickly and then initiate the order to repair it. We are investigating automated techniques, for example, robotics, in order to inspect a large area of the aircraft in a much shorter time. Consequently, it would be conceivable to reduce the inspection period of the airplane.
The stresses and strains of flight, from jarring takeoffs and landings to flying crew and passengers at high altitudes in pressurized cabins, can cause tiny cracks, debonding of surfaces, even corrosion in certain areas of an airplane.
Corrosion, very often you have to take the airplane apart if you want to see that visually. Our techniques will allow to inspect the area without taking it apart unnecessarily.
What happens when cracks and corrosion converge was dramatically demonstrated in 1989 high in the skies over the Hawaiian Islands, as NASA's Hertz explains.
What happened in that case in the Aloha Airlines accident was during in-flight, the aircraft was being pressurized and the upper fuselage ripped open and separated from the aircraft. The failure was basically due to something called multiple site damage and corrosion.
Yet another reason to look for new methods of keeping aircraft in a pristine state and safe to fly condition is that the currently operating fleet of aircraft is taking on a very human characteristic, aging with time.
In 1990, about half of the fleet was 15 years old, and about a quarter of the fleet was 20 years old. Given today's economy and the same trends as far as replacing these aircraft, by the year 2000, almost half the fleet will be 20 years old. That's a long time for an aircraft.
NASA, working with the FAA and the aircraft industry to put new technologies to work. Safer skies for the aircraft traveler of today and tomorrow.
This program is scheduled to be completed in 1998. And by that point, we hope to have transferred the technology to industry for several different non-destructive evaluation techniques, as well as those analytical tools to allow them not only to understand what they're seeing with a non-destructive evaluation, but also to help design a future aircraft.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.